Good mindful morning. It's happy Tuesday, and today we are going to be getting into the topic of self-criticism. So, this basically came to me whenever me and my best friend were having a conversation, and I kind of realized in the things that she was telling me that she was struggling with, I felt like a lot of it came from self-criticism, and she was not taking the time to forgive herself. And so, I basically just wanted to really dive into self-criticism because I think it's something that every person does, whether or not you're in a good spot in your life right now. I think even in the best spots in our life that we can still tend to have that inner critic that's just kind of yelling at us, telling us do better, be better. You know, you need to yell at yourself so that way you can do better. And I just kind of wanted to address this topic, and I got onto YouTube, started looking up things about it, and ran into this video, TED Talk by Ronnie Grandel. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing that wrong, because I probably am. But so let's dive into it. This guy had a lot of good stuff to say. He was talking about how a lot of times we can associate helpful functions to self-criticism, and therefore we might fear giving it up. And that was a quote actually by Paul Gilbert that he brought up. So it's to break it down, basically, you know, he was saying that one part of us is telling ourselves whenever we're finding that we're self-criticizing, we're saying, oh, like, I need to stop beating myself up, I need to stop being so hard on myself. But then there's another side to us that says, no, we need it. We need to be hard on ourselves. We need to criticize ourselves because that's how we get better. That's how we do this, that, and the third. So that just kind of creates a war in our mind, and it can make us feel very stuck and just very back and forth, and not be in alignment with our truest self. So I took the time to ask the group this morning, what do you fear might happen if you didn't criticize yourself? Take a second, think about that. What do you fear might happen if you don't criticize yourself? Because I can tell you my answer. I said, I feel like if I don't criticize myself, I won't be productive. I feel that if I don't criticize myself, I won't get better. If I don't criticize myself, I may not fit in. Then I proceeded to ask the group, what values might your self-criticism be linked to? Ask yourself that for a second. What values might your self-criticism be linked to? For me, I said, I think that my values that the criticism is linked to is I believe I'm not safe without criticism. I feel like I need it to protect me, and I feel like I need to be hard on myself to be better. So that kind of leads us into, again, that part of us that thinks we need that self-criticism. You know, sometimes we use it as a motivational technique. Sometimes we use it as a protective function. You know, whenever you're self-criticizing, you may be doing it out of fear of rejection, or you want to be approved. The part of us that thinks we need it comes from our core beliefs, and that's why I ask the question, what values might your criticism be linked to? So, for example, for me, I said, I believe I'm not safe without criticism. So, that obviously reflects that I use self-criticism out of protection. Like, it's a protective function. I feel like I'm not going to be better if I don't criticize myself. So, with this, it's just kind of emphasizing that sometimes we have these important values and they're not positive ones. Sometimes we find fear in these important values. And that was a great point that Ronnie had brought up. So, you know, he brought up this example, like, you have two coaches. You have a coach that's screaming at you, yelling at you. And for me, this isn't the example he used, but this morning I compared it to, there's a kid, right? And this kid is learning to tie their shoes. So you have one approach. The kid's trying their hardest. You're yelling at them. You're saying, tie your shoes, you can do it. do better, tie your shoes, that's not the right way, that's not the right way, why are you doing it like that, you know, do better, like, you should be able to tie your shoes, it's not that hard, everybody does it, you know, that is one approach to coaching. There's another approach, it's a lot more gentle, that you could take to teaching that child to tie their shoes. You could say, okay, like, this is how you do it. I would like you to try it, and if you don't do it right the first time, there's going to be a second time you can try it again, and we're going to do it over and over again until we get it, and eventually we're going to get there. And just allow yourself that free space, that flow to accept that you don't have to do it right there, right then, right now. You don't have to be so hard on yourself trying to learn something new, but rather you could take a gentle approach to it, because in both scenarios, you are getting something done. So at the end of the day, it boils down to, how is that child going to feel with one coach versus the other? I think of the first scenario, that the first coach with the yelling, screaming at this child, the child is going to feel very pressured, like, I should have done it right the first time, feel like they're not doing enough. And I think with the second approach, it's way more gentle, and that child will feel loved and valued and understand that, you know, things take time, and that no matter what, no matter how many times, I'm going to try again and I'm going to get there eventually. I know I will get there. So that part really resonated with me, and that kind of leads us into the three steps that we can take to help ourselves understand our self-criticism and not have it be so harsh on ourselves. So key number one is to understand your self-criticism's intent. So if you find yourself being hard on yourself, ask yourself, is this critic trying to protect you from pain? Am I using it to get something? Is it being used as a motivational style? That's something really important to evaluate. What is the intent of your inner critic? What is the end goal at the end of the day? Key number two, take a step back and get some distance from that critic. So Ronnie used an example of a client that he had had, and he said that his client gave a name to his criticism. He called it, I think it was Stinky Johnny, Sucky Johnny or something. And so he felt like Sucky Johnny was just up in his face all the time, just being so hard, self-criticizing, you know, you need to do better this, you need to do this, you need to say this to fit in and everything. And so once he put a name to it, he was able to say, hey, Sucky Johnny, there you are. You know, you're here, but I want to distance myself from you. Not get rid of him completely, but just realize what it is for what it is and take a step back from it. Another idea that he had was writing your thoughts, writing those self-critique thoughts on a paper and distancing yourself from that paper physically. One of my favorites that he said was, draw your criticism. Does it have a hat? What does it look like? What mood does it bring? What colors is it? What would it smell like, maybe, even if you wrote that down? And then distance yourself from that paper. Key number three, swap out a yelling coach and bring in a more kind and compassionate point of view. As I was saying earlier, you're going to be a lot, that kid who's learning to tie their shoes is going to be feeling a lot better with a more passionate, compassionate coach rather than somebody who's just yelling at them all the time. And it's a way more effective approach than just yelling at the child. I feel like they learn more with a more compassionate approach. So I had people today journal, what would it be like if I was a compassionate coach? So take some time to think about that. What would it be like if you were a compassionate coach to yourself rather than just yelling at yourself and trying to discipline and being so mad at yourself, feeling like you should have done better, I need to do better. My response? I said, I think I would feel a lot better about myself. I would still accomplish my goals, but in a more positive and lightweight way with more flow. I feel as though I would be more connected with myself and be more authentic if I had a more compassionate coach, rather than somebody telling me, oh, there's one way to do this. There's, you got to do it like this. You have to do this. You know what I mean? So, and that kind of just brings us to the end. So if you're feeling like you aren't being yourself, being your best self, beating yourself up about it, yelling at yourself about it, it's not going to do anything but just cause more inner turmoil. So take a second, acknowledge your criticism, step back from it, and ask, what can I do to improve one step forward positively and be who I want to be today, right now? And forgive yourself. Please forgive yourself. So the last thing that I did in group today was I took a second to have us evaluate those values that might be linked to your criticism. So like I said, mine were, I believe I'm not safe without criticism. Like, I need it to protect me. I feel like I need to be hard on myself to be better. And we took these and we wrote positive affirmations from them. So since I believe that I'm not safe without criticism, my positive affirmation was, I am safe without self-criticism. I don't need self-criticism to protect myself. I don't need to be hard on myself to get better. And I can approach self-improvement with compassion. Quote from Dr. Seuss, those who mind don't matter, and those that matter do not mind. I forgive myself. Thank you for having this lovely Tuesday chat with me, guys. I really hope that some of this resonated with you, and I really hope that you can take some of this and really practice this work. I asked the people in group today to read to themselves every morning what it would be like if you were a better, positive, more compassionate coach to yourself, and then those positive affirmations every day this week, and just evaluate how your days go, see if it helps, and just go from there, and I'll be checking in on you next week. Have a happy Tuesday.